Hey guys, this is Essence, also known as Nikish Speaks. You're tuning in to another episode of Nikish Speaks. What's going on with you guys on this beautiful rainy Monday? I hope everybody is doing well and staying indoors, especially with what's going on right now with the COVID-19. I mean, what else can we really say about it? Just to please adhere to staying at home. Just simply put, just stay home. As a healthcare provider, I plead to you all seriously, think about yourself, your family members, and friends. This virus is serious and is a threat to everybody. I mean, have you really even thought about what really entails within the hospitals, nursing homes, and rehabs? There are cancer patients and other patients with very fragile health conditions that need to be hospitalized as well. So that means while people are sick with this virus, they're coming into the hospital amongst other people that are already ill and going through more than enough. So they don't need things to keep multiplying on top of multiplying with more and more people getting sick. That's why they're asking for everybody, just please stay indoors. If you have to go out for what you need, and please get back inside. Wash your hands, you know, clean your face off thoroughly. You know, clean yourself off thoroughly. Make sure you keep everything disinfected as much as possible. You know, just to try to keep this virus contained as much as we possibly can. I mean, this is scary. I'm not going to lie, because like I said, as a healthcare professional, whoo, we are on overload. We are on overload, seriously. We are on overload. Our healthcare system is being pushed to the maximum. Just think about it. God forbid, if we, the healthcare workers, are on overload, the stress that is putting on our immune system, which is kind of making us susceptible to becoming ill ourselves, to many things, not just this virus alone. And God forbid, if that happens at a very high rate, who's going to be able to help you all, help any of us? Because that's going to be, my God, that would be just atrocious. Like, we really need to think about how serious this situation can get. You know, because some people are taking it as a joke, they're laughing, making videos, you know, playing around, and God forbid, if it gets to that point, I truly don't know what anyone will do, and I don't know how funny anyone would think it would be if it got to that point, God forbid. Just imagine that happening. Like, seriously, if everybody's freaking out now, and they're anxious, and they want to get outside, and they want to do normal activities, imagine, God forbid, if something like that were to happen, where you got healthcare workers by high numbers getting ill. So we need to take this precaution serious, and we need to stay indoors as much as possible, because, you know, as I said, speaking as a healthcare professional, we are scared and we are nervous, not so much for ourselves but for our families, because this is the profession that we chose, and I actually love what I do. I love my patients. I love helping people. And it's just something that's in my heart. So, you know, I pray. I first and foremost believe in God. And I pray. And I, you know, I go out and I do my job. I love what I do. And I want to make sure my patients are safe and they're happy and healthy as they possibly can be. Because I'm telling you guys, there are some people that are ill. And they will not be able to withstand what this virus can do to you already. They do not need to go through anything further. So I'm asking you to please just do what you can. Minimize your activities outside, please. Like, it's really getting to that point that we have to really ask people to please do that before they enforce other rules. And, you know, they're going to have to do what they have to do at that point, because it's about making everybody stay safe. Everybody has to stay safe and stay healthy. I mean, this is nerve-wracking, you know? And like I said, I'm not speaking from a point of selfishness. I'm speaking from a point of selflessness. Because like I said, I have a family. And I want to be sure that they are okay. I want my son and my husband to be okay. I want them to remain healthy, God willing. And so do many other health care workers. They want their family members to be okay. As I said, we're not so much worried about ourselves. Yes, we are human beings. We are not robots. But we are not thinking from the standpoint, okay, you know, oh my God, something's going to happen to me. Oh my God, something's going to happen to me. We're thinking from the point, oh my God, what if I take this home? Because that actually happened in my household back a few years ago, where I did not get sick, but I was working with quite a few people that were sick, and I ended up taking the flu home to my husband. And I thank God that he ended up coming out of it fine, but it was a terrifying situation, and at that time, we did not have our son. So now, you know, it's bad enough that at that time, I was already on high alert, and my nerves were just going crazy then because of the situation that went on back a few years ago with the flu. And now this. So I'm on beyond high alert right now. We really need for people to cooperate. No one is saying this to try to treat anyone like children or to, you know, mandate people within their homes to treat them like animals. Like, you got to think about the elderly people that, God forbid, can get sick. Think about, what if it's your grandmother, your grandfather? Imagine you getting something and you're not even feeling the, you know, feeling the effects of it, getting sick from this and not even feeling the effects of it. And you're bringing it home to one of your parents, to one of your younger siblings, God forbid, to yourself. Because to really be honest, with this being something where it's affecting people, some people may say it's, oh, okay, it's about age groups. Yes, we have specific age groups that may be affected a little bit higher. But in all reality, we are all human beings. And that is real. We are all human beings. And God forbid, this virus could affect anybody. Anybody, any age. There is no limit. So you need to really think about it. You yourself could be susceptible. And God forbid, laying in the hospital on a ventilator trying to breathe, trying to figure out how did you go from A, being happy and healthy, to Z, in the hospital suffering from this type of virus. Like, everyone needs to really take it serious. And it's sad that some people may actually have to experience going through something terrible in order to learn a lesson from it. But honestly, we need to really help each other. And this is the only way. The only way that we'll be able to help each other through this at all is for some people to listen, to try to do what you need to do, have compassion and empathy for each other. That's all you need to do. It's very simple. This pandemic is changing a lot of our activities and our way of life. But you know what? We still need to do our part. Do your part. Try to help one to another, because this is the only way that we're going to really get through this. Like, you know, there are hospitals that are becoming short on supplies. You know, you got to really think about how serious this situation is. Please. I thank you guys for tuning in. I'm not going to keep this episode too long. Stay healthy. Stay active. Find some new hobbies to do that are positive. And try to keep your mind off of what's really going on right now. Sometimes you want to take a break from the TV. Take a break from the TV. If you're watching TV, find something positive to watch. Something happy. Something cheerful. Keep your mind off of it, you know? Plan some future vacations or some things like that. Find some things for online shopping. But you don't really have to spend any money. But, you know, just find something that you just eyeballing online. Try to keep yourself occupied. Keep yourself going. And stay kind to each other. Please remain doing that. Because that's going to be the best thing right now. Empathy and compassion. So, be kind. It is free. and stay tuned for the next episode. I thank you guys for listening and for your support. Take care of yourselves. Be strong, okay?